Marshall Newhouse is, he was not here today as a personal matter that he's attending to. Same with Ray Dominguez.
You expect those guys back to the game?
I expect them back tomorrow, yes.
You think Marshall Lynn can travel with you tomorrow?
I expect him to, yes.
When did Ryan suffer the concussion?
Ryan Pickett came in this morning. It's really a precautionary, so Dr. John Gray's playing the high side. He will be evaluated in the morning, but it happened sometime during practice yesterday.
Are all the cards in your favor with a rookie quarterback, or does he have any advantages?
Well, I think any time you play a rookie quarterback, everybody wants to jump to the conclusion of the experience level definitely plays to the defense. So their coaches are aware of it. I'm sure it's part of their game planning. They made this change for a reason. So every quarterback has a starting point in his career. We're not looking at him as a rookie. We're really going in there to stop their offense. And a big part of their offense is their running game. So, this is an opportunity for us as a defense to get better, and we're going to have to play very well in that environment.
Mike, did Sam undergo more tests this morning?
Yeah, Sam's undergone more tests. He's making progress, and he'll be seen again tomorrow.
Could you take that right up to game time with him?
It really depends on tomorrow. I think tomorrow is the key day. What has to be done between the time that he's cleared and the game. Excuse me?
Is there time to go through that whole protocol?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's stages. I'm not going to get into the stages of the process, but there's different stages and where they enter into that process and where he's really where they see Ryan at. They're not very concerned about Ryan just walking off the field with Pepper. He feels very confident that Ryan will be cleared tomorrow. Marshall's ready to play in the game Sunday. He's where he needs to be with his family right now. So I'm very confident in Marshall's preparation, and I anticipate that he'll be back tomorrow.
Could you see Vic getting some reps on defense? He did a pretty strong preseason.
Vic has an opportunity. Really depends on how the game goes and whether he's active and so forth. But he's been getting ready on special teams and the outside linebacker position. But really, the flow of the game and the decisions that really we'll talk about today, we have more to talk about today than we have in prior weeks because we're going to have to rely on some medical evaluations that will go through tomorrow. So our inactive list is not really where you'd like it to be come Friday afternoon.
Mike, any concerns about Sitton not practicing most of this week?
No, Josh Sitton, you could put Clay Matthews in the same category. Wednesday, they felt just a certain amount as far as reps, the workload that was needed. The preference of padded work was obviously the reason why we worked them yesterday. So there's some fatigue involved in both their situations. So it was clearly a decision by the medical staff that they hit the workload that they were targeting this week, and that's why those two guys did not practice today.
Newhouse get to do a full day of work yesterday?
I'm sorry?
Did Newhouse get to do all the meetings yesterday?
Correct, yes.
Everything he had to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, how's the run game evolved?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the basics of running the football are still the same. But I just look at the game of football today and maybe 10 years ago, I feel the defenses are very aggressive as far as how they line up against you. If you're able to run the football very effectively to the strong side or the open side or whatever the personnel group is, they'll line up and overplay you accordingly. So you have to have answers for that. So There's different answers. I mean, you can leave the free hat on the backside. You can bring the receiver down. You can maybe, you know, throw the football. You can check out of it. So I think you're just seeing more versatility at the line of scrimmage as far as the options people are going to, as opposed to the running uphill, which, in my opinion, occurred more in football 10 to 12 years ago.
Two more. Mike, for the bye next week, what's the schedule for the players? Are they in Monday then?
We're going to work Monday, and then we'll release that in detail then.